This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In corporate news today, AT&T has an idea that may well mark a change in mobile video. It's called sponsored data. It would let companies send free content to our various mobile devices. Think movies, mostly for that content. And then we can watch it without that data eating into our data plan. AT&T says it's a bit like 1-800 numbers. We're a phone service. So we got Marketplace's Mark Garrison on that story.
First, for our younger listeners who grew up with nationwide calling plans, the introduction of the 800 number was a big deal back when people used landlines and paid long-distance charges. Just Google it or something. That was about companies letting you call them without paying the phone company. Now, companies can do the same with content. AT&T spokesman Mark Siegel explains what that could mean.
You wanted to have someone see movie trailers and not have to spend their mobile data package on it or try games.
And that's a golden opportunity for companies to reach customers wirelessly. Imagine a company selling a tablet app. Trying it out will gobble up your data plan, so many potential buyers won't bother. The sponsored data plan gives that company the opportunity to save those sales, says Constance Helfat, technology strategy professor at Dartmouth.
People might not be willing to try it if they're going to have to pay for it, and essentially you'd pay for it by having it get charged against your data plan. But if it's free, you might try it.
So this all sounds like a sweet deal. Free content for us, new opportunities for companies. Critics aren't sure. Harvard Law professor Susan Crawford worries about a scenario where rich companies can keep upstarts down by buying special access to customers. Remember, AT&T is charging companies for sponsored data.
They're small. They may not be able to afford to pay AT&T for the privilege of reaching AT&T's data customers.
And if they can't reach those customers, small companies making innovative content may not be able to succeed. It's also an open question whether companies like Netflix and YouTube will even go for this deal. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.